Chapter 7. Eolith. Continuous. They scaled a steep slope of jumbled rock littered with decomposing residue. Sonica saw poking ribs and split fatty blubber filled with liquid putrescence. The stench was intolerable. "Come on, just a little further," Grammaticus urged. He had become imbued with a boyish vigour. Sonica and Roxana followed on behind him, Sonica clasping the Uxor's hand now. "Down here," Grammaticus called. They followed him down into a depression between leaning stone blocks. A cave of sorts lay before them, its basin flooded with black liquor between the scattered slabs. The cave was cold and had an odd echo. Grammaticus leapt from stone to stone to avoid the stagnant water, hopping from one raised block to another as if they were stepping stones in an ornamental water garden. Sonica and Roxana followed him. The cave opened out into the most enormous chapel of stone. Moisture dripped and trickled down out of the arch roof. There was a wide stone shelf in the centre of the space, like a stage. The wet rock shone like glass. Grammaticus helped Peto and Roxana up onto it. "This is it?" asked Sonica, looking around at the ominous shadows dubiously. Grammaticus nodded. "What happens now?"
"Wait, Peto, wait," Grammaticus replied.
He turned in a slow circle, gazing up at the walls. He seemed to be listening for something.
"I can't feel them," he murmured. "Where are they?"
"I may have to flect," he decided after a moment.
"You may have to what?" asked Sonica.
"Flect, flect,"
Grammaticus said, as if everybody understood what the arcane term meant. He jumped off the stone platform and bent down beside a rock pool. He skimmed the surface of the water with his fingers.
"Please, please," he mumbled.
Nothing happened.
"Come on,"
he snapped, flicking his fingers across the water. It suddenly went very cold. Roxana pulled herself against Sonica.
"There is no need to flect, John Grammaticus."
Grammaticus looked up at the cave roof.
"You hear me? You're here?"
"We've been here all along, John."
"Show yourselves," Grammaticus called out.
"Oh, fuck me," Sonica breathed, holding Roxana close.
She was crying and agitated. Shapes were beginning to appear around the platform of rock. Alien forms cohering into place. Sonica swallowed hard as he saw the inhuman nature of the things solidifying in front of him.
Ghastly shapes, mockeries of creation, a gathering of the most disturbing Xenos forms.
Some were pallid, multi-limbed entities. Others whispered their respiration through fluttering mats of gelatinous pseudopods. Others were stalk things, or crouching vulpine shapes, or asymmetric insects. Some were horned, or boneless, or armoured in bizarre environment suits. A giant mollusk uncurled, glistening from its vast shell. Two spavined avian creatures hopped forwards and peered with bright, curious eyes. Something mechanical rose up on four club-footed limbs. One entity seemed to be nothing more than a beam of discoloured light. An imposing Eldar in pearl-white armour, somehow the most terrifying thing of all, with its oh-so-human shape, walked to the front of the congregation. Grammaticus opened his arms wide and bowed.
"Hello, my masters," he sighed.
An insectoid scuttled out in front of the mighty Eldar and writhed its mouthparts.
"Greetings, John,"
Galatro announced in perfect low Gothic.
"My friend, hello," Grammaticus replied.
"Who have you brought with you to this place?"
asked Galatro.
"Roxana Said,
who is my heart love, and Peto Sonica, my friend, said Grammaticus. I have come to arrange the meeting. The Alpha Legion awaits. I'm tired, sirs. This has been a long and punishing task, but it is done, and the Alpha Legion, though painfully cautious, is ready to hear what you have to say. Slaudar, the Autarch, murmured something.
The Autarch wishes to understand why you have brought monkey things with you, Galatra piped. Where are the envoys of the Astartes Alpha Legion?
I had to improvise, Grammaticus said. The Alpha Legion is not easily manipulated. I could not allow suspicion and mistrust to debase this meeting. I did not want a misunderstanding to lead to bloodshed. Now that I have vouched for their intent, we can contact them directly and...
Monkey!
Slaudar boomed abruptly. Grammaticus turned. Peto Sonica was aiming his las pistol right at him.
Peto, Grammaticus said incredulously. Control word, bedlam. Bedlam!
Sonica laughed.
You really thought that had worked, didn't you, John? He asked.
He tossed the locator to Roxana.
Got it, Peto, she said.
She activated the beacon setting.
Roxana, Grammaticus stammered. No!
Stained light blinked and flickered all around the cave. There was a chorus of rapid, harmonic chimes. One by one, around the edges of the chamber, Alpha Legion warriors appeared in the shivering light display, weapons already trained. The teleport delivery left a dry, gritty scent in the air. In less than 4 seconds, 50 Alpha Legionnaires were covering the Cabal from every angle. The members of the Cabal jostled and quivered and jabbered in consternation. Slaudar glared and reached for his weapons.
Stand where you are and make no attempt to resist, Omegon ordered.
Bolter aimed. He adjusted channels.
We're secure.
Light wafted. Alpharius materialized, with Shear at his side. The Primarch walked forwards.
Cabal, he said. We meet at last, on my terms.